which I thank you for her participation, for her presence here in Geneva. Sylvie.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, Dario. Very impressive, the demonstration. And I must say, reminded me years ago, I, like all of you, we spent days and weeks in the library trying to find the information. We've moved to another, another level here. So very impressive. Thanks a lot for the demonstration, and I look forward to seeing more of it. Excellencies, dear colleagues, it's an honor to attend the launch of the UNEC platform on resilient energy systems, and thanks a lot, UNEC, for inviting us to participate. We're pleased to contribute to this initiative on promoting resilient energy systems, as it also constitutes an important area of work for the OSCE. We know that affordable, secure, and sustainable energy is a precondition for growth, prosperity, and security in the OSCE region. Responding to this very fact, the OSCE participating states, a lot of them are here in this room today, have provided my organization with a clearly defined mandate in this area, focused on A, fostering regional energy dialogue and cooperation, B, promoting energy network protection, and C, building resilience against rising natural disasters and human-made threats. Let me also emphasize here that the OSCE has a comprehensive approach to security. The team that I'm privileged to lead at the OSCE on environment and energy is able to make the links between issues such as water, energy, climate, and various other issues. That's why my very first takeaway message is about considering an integrated and comprehensive approach to energy security, linking climate, water, energy, environment, just like in line with the indivisible sustainable development goals. And my colleague here from WMO has highlighted that strongly as well. We do believe in this integrated approach. Dear colleagues, to effectively build resilience, decision-making in the energy sector must be informed by comprehensive data, also enabling comparisons and balancing trade-offs between energy security, sustainability, and affordability. This trade-off, as you've mentioned, Dario, is critical. The Platform on Resilient Energy Systems aims to address these gaps, and that's why we're happy to contribute our know-how, networks, and data to build such an important tool. As the platform is based on knowledge contributions from experts and intended beneficiaries, its success will depend, among other things, on the engagement and active contributions of a wide range of national and international stakeholders. We applaud UNACE's inclusive approach in this regard, and I do acknowledge the comment from Madam Executive Secretary for ensuring such a large partnership for this tool. Thank you. We also believe that getting the platform up and running is only the beginning of the journey. Making knowledge accessible to the stakeholders does not necessarily translate into an empowerment of decision making. And I'm sure the tool that was presented to us early on is looking into this. As such, it is important to bridge the gap between knowledge and decisions by providing targeted trainings, targeted coaching, and user-friendly tools on the use of the platform. The OSCE will be looking into synergies between the platform and our training and capacity building expertise. Finally, the platform might become and should become an important tool for early warning in the long term, an area where the OSCE has extensive experience and is also expanding its engagement. And that's my second takeaway. We know that disruption of energy and power supply constitutes major security risks, whether as an outcome of climate, disasters, depletion of resources, lack of connectivity, political conflicts, or economic failure. As such, monitoring, modeling, forecasting in the face of uncertainties and disasters are very important tools to adapt the energy systems to such shortages and disruption. I wish strongly that the platform can indeed take us to that level and contribute to the step number two that you highlighted in terms of scenario building, and to step number three in terms of early warning systems. This is a very ambitious and promising project, and we at OSCE look forward to playing our part in developing this further with you. Once again, congratulations for this project and this initiative, and I thank you for your attention.